This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy, happy weekend. 9 o'clock stretch begins. It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. How many people have just mailed it in when they hear Todd Rundgren in this song and just said, I don't want to work?
You mean besides us?
Well, yeah, I mean,
oh, yeah, I just said.
Look, we get that Midwestern work ethic that
That's
was
true.
Beat into
That's
us.
True.
I mean, that was role modeled for us.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for that, though, you know?
Really Absolutely, yeah. Dad went to work every day.
Yep.
Took overtime when it was offered, you know, time and a half and stuff like that. And, no, I respected Dad even at a young age, even though, you know, there were times when I didn't get to spend a lot of time with him because of that. And he worked like the 3 to midnight or 4 to midnight shift, whatever it was, a lot of times during my growing up. So that made it even more difficult to see him. But the good news was, because my father was older, he retired when I was like 13.
Right. So retiring sooner than normal. So then you did get to see him. So.
Oh, a lot. And
awesome.
And he even helped me with my paper route, you know, the Sunday paper was pretty substantial in Detroit Free Press. I know it's hard for younger people to go, what? A thick newspaper? Yeah. I never heard of that.
Oh, man, the Sunday paper. Wow.
Oh, yeah. And I had over 100 customers. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he'd help me with that. And, take me to my practices and pick me up and stuff. So
that's cool.
You know, we get to spend some good quality time. He was just really, not just because he's my dad, I have to just categorize as a human being. There's just not a lot like him.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
He was...
What memories.
He was wise, but never made you feel dumb. He was... treated people... He didn't just talk about, you know, being nice to everyone or whatever. He really walked the walk. He was just a good man.
We know there's a big difference between telling your kids how they should live, what they should do, and living it out in front of them.
Well, that's a great example of a dad joke. This is my dad's joke. Do what I say, not as I do.
Right.
And the way he said it, he was like, you know, satiring, you know,
himself,
the tough
almost.
Dad, and he knew it. And
and
I got it, too. You know, it is interesting. You treat, you know, when he would treat me as, you know, he was always age appropriate in terms of, you know, speak to my level, but not below it. Never babied me.
Right.
And I think, you know, I always appreciated that, too.
Yeah.
He just was just one of those. If I could be, you know, turns out half as good as him, I think I will have. I've done all right.
So. We were very fortunate in the way that we were raised. I mean, he was my stepdad technically, but he was my dad since I was before five. And, you know, he was a minister, pastor at times. And so I was raised back in the day because he was involved in ministry, the church, and a national organization that he helped found. I was, as a fifth, sixth, seventh grader, I was around pastors and evangelists and those kind of people at conventions and those kind of things. So I always had a lot of adults around me. But it was interesting because then when I grew up and didn't go to those things, all those guys would still ask my mom and dad, how's Greg doing?
Aww.
You know, because they always liked me as a kid.
Sure.
And so I think, though, that and then helping older neighbors, even as a kid, help mow their lawns, do their stuff. I guess I always had an appreciation for older folks and respected them, which is why I think I was always get along with people older than me because I was raised around them a lot, too, as well as their kids and grandkids.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this is true generationally, but yeah, I think there is a lot of kids that aren't as comfortable or kind of awkward around the elderly or seniors or whatever.
Right.
And there's so there's a disconnect. You're right. But there are some kids that, and I think, like you said, you were exposed to a lot of it,
right.
You know, church members and other other folks. So that's good. So you really were the good kid that would, you know, walk people across the street and stuff.
Yeah. I didn't do like, you know, what's his name?
Mike Tyson. Carry their groceries, get them in there and beat them up.
Then take their money, right? I just thought of that when you were saying that. I'm like, I remember him saying that. I'm like, oh, dude, really?
Oh, and thanks, by the way, of turning me on to the lever action tactical versions of rifles, because that takes me back to Christmas many years ago when I, like I would do, beg my parents for something I wanted in this case. It was a Daisy BB gun.
Sure.
Not the Red Ryder. That, if you know about the Red Ryder, you're way older than me.
Daisy was our generation's. Yeah, generation.
The Daisy lever action.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Oh,
absolutely.
And man, well, and remember, we had Chuck Connors.
Oh, yeah.
The Rifleman.
Absolutely.
Showing us how to move that lever very quickly. I'm like,
right.
Yeah.
Can't do it quite like he does. It's not
pretty,
quite as big.
Pretty darn good, though.
Yeah,
I have to say. But anyway,
now that's a whole really this last year or two a category that I kind of didn't see coming, and that is tactical lever action rifles, and they're really cool.
Yeah,
I would have never dreamed. I would have never thought.
So now this will be my new, you know, begging for.
Yes.
Except, you know.
Yeah.
All I have to do is talk myself into it.
Absolutely.
Or Betsy.
If I can, I'm a good enabler. If you need me to help talk you into something,
and
feel free to ask.
And I know you know a little bit about it. You might know some peeps, too.
I know that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we need good, positive stories like that. You know, a little memory lane.
Yeah.
Christmas. Pennsylvania veteran. Guy, 22-year veteran, served in the Navy, Pennsylvania Army National Guard, Pennsylvania Air National Guard, had been struggling to afford repairs for his leaky roof on his 1940s-era home, and he'd been struggling over the last several years, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Well, guess what? He said he was in shock and grateful after winning a brand-new roof from a local company that decided to give back to those who had given so much for their country. His wife, Jennifer, was the one who convinced him to apply for the roofs for the Red, White, and Blue campaign. And this was Burns and Scallow Roofing back in September. After submitting the application on the final deadline, they were unsure if they would be the winners, of course, because there's probably a lot of veterans who were also maybe in need of help, like a new roof. So the roofing company received 10 applicants. Can you believe it? That's all they got.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
maybe some people didn't hear about it. Some people maybe, you know, I can do it on my own. I don't know what the deal was. But anyway, the three finalists narrowed down, and then they finally made Tim Nicotra the winner, 53. After reading about how he enlisted straight out of high school, served on the USS Saratoga, worked on AH-1 Cobra helicopters, served another 16 years in the Air National Guard until he was diagnosed with PTSD. For the past 17 years, he worked for the Catholic Cemeteries Association. They have four kids, two of which have since entered the U.S. military themselves. He almost didn't answer his cell phone when it rang.
No.
While he was out shopping.
You hear those stories.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The vice president of the roofing company, Adam, was on the other end of the line to tell him the good news. Tim, I'm calling because you entered our Roofs for the Red, White, and Blue contest for veterans to receive a new roof. I want to tell you, you've won. He said, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I was in shock. This is the biggest and best thing that's happened to us in quite a while. He told his wife, and she looked at me like I was telling her a joke she didn't get. And so anyway, the company also had help from their material suppliers.
That is really nice. Yeah. I love to see that kind of thing.
Yep. Hey, the private sector is going to have to honor and take care of our veterans because under the Biden administration, they were put second to illegal immigration.
Big time. Yep.
And that's wrong.
It is.
And hopefully that'll be one of the things that Donald J. Trump can write beginning January 20th. Hang in there, my friends. It is 9:16. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. The Bob Rose Show podcast available to you free of charge. All you have to do is get it wherever you normally get your podcast. Click subscribe. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation. Israel.
Ukraine. Syria.
What a year.
47th president and your 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Buckle your seatbelts.
Happens here. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Friday. Good morning. Welcome. 9:20 right now on the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Football last night, Chargers beat the Broncos. I guess it was a good game. Sorry, I fell asleep during it. 34-27 was the final, Chargers winning. And, yeah, I think the Chargers had the slightly better record going into that game, but that might have sealed them for playoffs. I'm not sure. But more important than that even, the Gators. Yeah, the football Gators are playing today. It's 3:30, so you can still make it. Yep, just put a note on your desk. Sorry, boss. Had to take care of something in Tampa.
Yeah.
And you don't have to mention that you're going to the Gasparilla Bowl as our Florida Gators are taking on Tulane. And that's the Gasparilla Bowl, and that's today. And, wow, I could have made that because I'll be done with work here in probably an hour off the air in 40 minutes. But you know what? When I went to the powers that be, they did not have access to those wonderful tickets.
Nope.
Very generous many other times, but it just didn't fall into place this time.
Your connections didn't just quite work this way.
Probably worked out for the best, though, because we're planning on heading north tomorrow morning.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah. You went and if you behaved in a Gasparilla way in any form or fashion, you might not feel great for
traveling and,
7 hours on the road, whatever it is. 8 hours for the average person, 7 for me. Not bragging, just out the way it is. Mm-hmm. Did I say that out loud?
I didn't hear a thing.
Okay. Yeah. At least 100 North Korean soldiers have been killed fighting in Ukraine. Yes. And apparently there's video that shows Russian allies, you know, the people that they were teaming up with against Ukraine, burning the North Korean soldiers' faces.
Oh.
Now they're already dead.
Yeah.
But burning their faces to hide their identity.
Oh, my.
Isn't that bizarre?
That is very weird.
I mean, look, we already know there's Koreans there. South Korea has a great intel service, you know? So they know all about it. Why would they? Who would tell them to burn their faces off?
That is weird.
Are you burning their face off thinking that you, if you discovered the body, you would know that they are Korean
and the,
versus Russian?
And if you really want to know, there's DNA and fingerprints.
Yeah, exactly.
So somewhere that's on
record.
That's
weird, isn't it?
That is very odd.
And another 1,000 North Koreans allegedly have been wounded, and some of the heavy losses may include North Korean generals. So you'd think, you know, the old dictator Kim Jong-un would be like, we're not going to keep doing this. But no, apparently it's alleged that he could be gearing up to send additional troops to the battleground. And also word has it, intel, that the North Korean troops have actually become burdens to their Russian allies.
Really?
Well, apparently they know nothing about drones. I can imagine there's also a language barrier.
Yeah. I'd say so. I doubt many of them speak Russian.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, one of the South Korean politicians told reporters after the intelligence briefing about this particular, set of information.
Yeah.
As reports emerged, significant North Korean losses. Ukrainian President Zelensky published videos showing soldiers from the what they call the Hermit Kingdom, you know, North Korea, fighting and dying in Kursk. Wow. Again, another one of those things that we hope and pray that good things are going to happen as a result of January 20th and President Trump being sworn in. Another good story? Can you handle it? You can't handle another good story. The United States Marine Corps. Yes. Remember, that was what the movie was about. The United States Marine Corps and their Toys for Tots drive.
Thank you so much.
Bam. Out of the park again. Kudos, tip of the hat. Well done. Nearly 25 million gifts given out to That's over awesome. 10 million underprivileged children across the country. Just awesome. And, look, we're proud to have gotten the word out about Toys for Tots. Continue to do that.
Alachua and Marion County, they do a great job. Absolutely.
Yep. And apparently retailer Ollie's Bargain Outlet Holdings announced that it had raised over $1.1 million for gift-giving program. And this is unprecedented what they're reaching this year. 25 million toys, 10 million kids. This... I believe that's a new high for them.
And that's good, because remember we were talking to one of the representatives and they were talking about how one of the big chains is not as involved as in years past, and they weren't getting the support. So the fact that it was made up elsewhere, a lot of places around the country, is really a good sign.
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely. And we were also concerned that just, inflation on the average American was also going to make it tougher for those giving to charitable organizations. But at least the Toys for Tots program continues thrive. And, yeah, that absolutely is a good thing. This is another sad story. You'd think, I can't explain it, quite honestly, I guess, other than it's a compulsion. You're, as the British would say, you're a pedo.
Mm.
Pedophile.
Yeah.
This time it is an attractive woman, an Oklahoma teacher, 28 years old, in trouble. And getting sentenced to, I believe, 4 years in prison.
Wow. Okay.
For allegedly soliciting sex from a 15-year-old student she taught.
Mm.
Emma Hancock is 28 years old. And like I said, I saw a picture and, just being honest, she's an attractive woman. But guess what? Her dad is the mayor.
Ooh.
Of the town.
Oh.
Whoa, wait, it gets better.
No, or worse, which is it?
Her husband.
Oh, no.
Her husband, and they also have two kids, I believe.
Yeah.
Her husband is the police chief.
Oh.
And I guess when this thing was unraveling, of course, the police chief spoke to his wife. Hey, these are serious allegations, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She goes, well, it's not true. And you could, you could even, check my phone or whatever. There's nothing on my phone.
Okay.
Apparently there was things.
Oh.
Yeah.
She spoke too soon.
There were lots of messages, and some of them turned lewd when the teen, who of course remains unidentified, sent a shirtless pic to the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, are we sending half-naked pictures now? And the teen replied, I don't know, are we? And listen to this.
Spirals from there.
Listen to what she said.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get me to lose my job? She said that in a text.
So she knew.
To the teen.
She knew what would happen.
Yeah. Mm. And I think it was also some video that busted her as well that I think was from the classroom that showed something inappropriate was taking place.
Wow, your husband's a police chief, your dad's the mayor. What a mess that is.
She was found guilty on the two of the five charges that she faced. Wow. That's, you would just think. That's, these people are getting busted all the time. And they're getting sentenced. They're turning their lives and the lives of all the people around them upside down. But a compulsion, yep. Inability to control some aspect of the behavior. It is 9:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that and all the top stories and headlines coming your way as well on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
It's almost time again to make our dreaded resolutions, bringing hope for the new year by making promises to ourselves.
To be more patient.
Some good.
Get fit.
Lose some damn weight, man.
Some smart.
Quit smoking. Work out again.
And some that just speak for themselves.
Be nicer to people.
Be nicer to people.
Here at The Sky, we resolve to continue bringing the latest news and a place to talk about it.
Happy New Year.
Hey, very happy New Year.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
So it's the chairman of the board, huh? It's old Frankie.
Yeah.
That was in his sounds early years, right?
That's young Sinatra there.
Yeah. Wow. Very cool. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:37, and today is going to be a crazy day on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
As much as any day is, but seriously, you know, they failed to pass the spending bill, so there could be a government shutdown coming maybe today. All right, so the House is planning on voting on another CR proposal. I believe that's they're going to pull everybody together at 10, I believe is what it was called for, so that's coming up. And if they don't pass this, I don't know that they'll be able to avert at least a partial government shutdown. Representative Anna Paulina Luna, Republican from here in Florida, the congresswoman from South Florida, speaking to reporters outside Speaker Mike Johnson's office, said the lawmakers are very close to a deal and suggested that a vote could be held, as I already promised you, 10 a.m. Friday. All right. So she is weighing in positively, saying she doesn't think the government is going to shut down. You guys will see some great stuff, very similar to President Trump's plan yesterday. I hope she's right. I hope it is a really kind of a stripped back, if you will, because just the continuing resolution at spending levels that contains are really ridiculous. And then they added thousands of pages of pork and other really unrelated things. Like, even when there's a demand to focus. There's a demand to focus and get things done in at least a bipartisan way. It's like it's impossible to do that in D.C., isn't it? But maybe they'll get this done. Maybe this bill won't be too ugly. And everybody's opinion could vary. Congressman Dusty Johnson, Republican from South Dakota, told the reporters he's not certain a vote will even come Friday at 10 a.m. Well, we're approaching that.
I'm looking
time
at the
right
clock
now.
Maybe. I don't know.
He says, I know some people would like to get something not on the floor this morning. Legislation to avoid a partial government shutdown that was backed by Trump failed to pass. It wasn't even close. I mean, he did not get much support from Republicans at all. It was put together in a hasty fashion, which, you know, and this is not Trump's fault. He's not in power now. But isn't it amazing how they know we're coming to the end of the fiscal year or whatever was put in place? They know at the time that they vote on it initially, they know exactly when it's going to end. It doesn't come as a, you know, all of a sudden you get a text and go, government shutting down in 3 days. Better scramble and put together, you know, a fast bill. No. They have it on their calendars. They see it coming a mile away. And they now you have to wait till the last minute to come up with these proposals. Oh, yeah, they'll play a game of chicken. Well, if we do shut the government down, you know, we're pretty sure Republicans will get most of the blame. Yeah, I mean, it's a game.
Yeah.
It is.
And we lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on what they do.
Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Roy, good morning.
Well, my first thought is shut it down. Stop it. No raise on the debt ceiling. Because you know what? When you work for a living, you don't get a raise on your debt ceiling. You got to make sure you stay within budget. So no raises. Congress don't deserve no blooming raises. And do what's right for the American people. Go ahead and shut it down and work it out and make it as small a bill as possible.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I know they'd come up with all kinds of excuses. Well, you know, that's not good, and I'll give you a few reasons of why it wouldn't be good. And actually costs more to shut it down than start it back over again and all the things we've heard. Or just get through this, and then we can fix it later. How many times have we heard that?
That can keeps getting kicked.
Exactly.
I mean, that thing is rough right now.
At some point, there is going to be the pulling off of Band-Aids. There is going to be some pain somewhere, okay? You know, better a kick in the shins now than a poke in the eye tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You can quote me on that. I'll take full credit for that. I think I just made that up.
I think it's a new T-shirt.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, this time sunny. Good morning.
Good morning. This is the fourth spending bill they are trying to pass. The more money you give them, the more the Democrats throw away. I mean, just think of the amount of money going to illegal aliens to keep them clothed, fed, and housed. This is unbelievable. We don't need to fund this kind of stuff. Let them, you know, go the hard way. Stand out on a street corner and beg for money.
Yeah. No. Look, you said, they, you know, the more money we give them, the more they spend. Mm-hmm. Oh, whoa, whoa. Mm. They way exceeded what we give them in spending.
Yes. The word deficit mean anything?
Yeah, like $38 trillion. I don't even know if I can really keep track of it. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's at least $38 trillion.
It's crazy.
And it takes $1 trillion now a year just to pay the interest on our debt. Our debt.
While we're still going in the hole. Yeah.
That's like, I don't know. I think that's about 20% or 15% of our budget overall, at least.
Isn't that crazy? How did we get here?
How did we get here? I don't know.
Mm. Where do we go from here?
And who's going to help? Rand Paul made a suggestion, and he's a pretty smart fella, in my opinion.
Yes, he is.
He floated the idea of making Elon Musk the Speaker of the House.
But can you see trying to get that done?
Yes, I can.
Really?
Yeah.
You think the lefties would go for that?
Well, apparently it is constitutional. You do not have to be a congressman.
No, I get that part.
To be the Speaker of the House, apparently.
But could he get the gig? That's where I see the problem.
Yeah, and I'm not sure exactly how that process would differ from the normal.
Right. Do you get a normal vote? Does it, you know? Don't know.
Well, we already know that Elon is, going to be the chief guy to cut government waste.
Yeah.
And there's going to be pressures put on House leadership, to say the least. Why not just bypass the guy that could be, you know, impeding the progress of the conservative Republicans by replacing House Speaker Mike Johnson with Elon Musk?
Interesting.
Yeah. And he usually does his homework, Rand Paul, so, and I'm believing it is at least possible. Yep, Rand Paul appeared to back Musk for Speaker. Quote, Speaker of the House need not be a member of Congress. He posted this on X. Nothing would disrupt the swamp more than electing Elon Musk. Think about it. Nothing's impossible. Not to mention the joy at seeing the collective establishment, a.k.a. Uniparty, lose their ever-loving minds. That's exactly how he put it.
And that'd be worth it a lot.
He went straight to Kentuckian.
Yeah.
And that's just fine. Johnson's speakership appears to be in jeopardy for sure. Punchbowl reported Wednesday evening on his precarious position. Thomas Massey, another Republican out of Kentucky, the congressman, already said he wouldn't back Johnson for speaker. And he had been leaning that way, but said, nope, the latest CR debacle was a tipping point. Just too much.
Wow.
All right.
I can see that. I mean, it's a problem every time we get to this point.
Do you think that they are going to get something done in this go-around and be able to stop any sort of a shutdown? Or do you think, nope, it's going to go on for at least a few more days?
I don't know. I mean, my confidence in him to lead is minimal at this point.
You're talking about the speaker.
Speaker himself, yeah. They're so far apart in some of these things. That's why I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence.
Well, the only thing, honestly, that I've heard or seen is what I shared with you about our congresswoman from South Florida, Luna, and her speaking very positively. I do not believe the government is going to be shutting down. You guys will see some great stuff similar to Trump's plan yesterday. And but she also added there will be no deals with Democrats. But she thinks they're close. Maybe close for the Republicans to agree on a bill. Again, you've got to get them all on board, right? To push it through the House anyway.
You think that's possible? I mean,
possible. It's possible.
I'm just kind of looking at the numbers, of what we dealt with already, So I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
We will not just wait around for it. We will continue to live our lives. Mm-hmm. But we'll also pay attention to it when it does occur, if and when, right? Hey, it's 9:47. We need to get things that make you smile on, and we could use your help. Yeah, you've got some great things that you want to share with us, then you want to share them on Things That Make You Smile. 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is now brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Same location, same great care. Things That Make You Smile next on 97.3 The Sky.
Clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, here we are. Attitude of gratitude, baby. It's Friday. It's Things That Make You Smile. It's 9:52 right now. Call in for Things That Make You Smile. 877-975-9825. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry. Same location as Robin, same great care. All right, you ready? Let's go to Pam. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Well, what's making me smile is that you both get to have the week off and have to enjoy it with your family, and you get to have a great Christmas. And what's making me groan with, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm that old, is I heard that How the Grinch Stole Christmas is 58 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny how the Grinch doesn't age. That's part of the...
He stays green, no gray.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, didn't Rudolph hit 60? Remember we talked about Rudolph a week or so ago. And that little light still shines bright.
Right.
Yeah.
And it makes that funny noise. I never understood that sound effect. Let's go to Vaughn, what's making you smile?
You triggered a great memory for me when you talked about your dad and the paper route. We actually have a lot of similarities, but I'll talk about one. My dad was an older man as well. He was 42 when I was born. He was 59 when he died just the day after my 17th birthday. But I also had a paper route with the Ocala Star banner all through the historic district back in the early 70s, between maybe, I guess, 11 and 14 years old. And we also had my dad had a little bicycle shop where he hooked up a rickshaw to the back of my bicycle. And I had 100, 104 customers. And he mounted this rickshaw, and it had two baskets mounted up on the neck right behind the seat. I put the main paper in one basket, the insert in the other, and it eliminated rolling and bagging the papers. So I rode my bike between 104 boxes that he helped mount up on the paper route, and I rolled that paper and put in each box. And my dad, he loved me so much, and he helped me so much.
What a great memory. Yeah,
oh, that's awesome.
I'm glad we could bring that back and make you smile, Vaughn. Kaz, what's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. Great show as always. I just want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's a little chilly out, but I'm praying for you guys to have a great time. I got a little tree, just a little guy, and I put little decorations on. It'll be me and my five cats. But I'll be praying for you guys, and I can't wait to hear you next year.
Oh, right on. And we wish you the same, Kaz, of course. Jeff, what's making you smile?
I'm going to be 57 in January, and it looks like I'm going to make it.
Well, congratulations. That'll make you smile.
That's good.
Hey, Craig, what's making you smile?
Well, not really sure if it's something to make you smile. It's just the thought process of it. If the government shuts down, we shouldn't.
Oh, no
politics.
No.
We don't.
Things
do that.
That make you smile, upbeat thoughts, like Vaughn talking about his paper route and the influence of his dad helping to build a contraption that made it easier, celebrating a birthday, an anniversary.
Christmas memories.
And we welcome you very much to call, Craig. I think that might be somebody kind of new to doing that, and we invite you to call anytime. But during things that make you smile, and maybe I didn't make it clear this morning, non-political, really, things that make you, it's kind of an attitude of gratitude of, you know, count your blessings, no matter what's going on, no matter what the government's doing or not doing properly, like a budget, we're going to focus on the good stuff. All right? Thanks. Don't go away. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, border czar.
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
A transition that's so smooth.
24/7. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A homeowner in Lake Wales awoke to the sounds of dogs barking and discovered an alleged intruder. 34-year-old Cameron McGuire was in his house.
Ooh.
And also holding some of the kids' belongings inside the house. The homeowner was not happy. Told McGuire to freeze. Gonna call law enforcement, right? But McGuire didn't listen, and he began walking toward the homeowner, in which the homeowner didn't have a choice. Fired a shot, hit him in the leg. Lake Wales police chief backed him up 100%. He goes, hopefully, this guy, while he's in jail, he's still alive. Maybe he'll have time to think about it. And that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, awesome, safe Christmas.